Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is December 8, 2022, and the time is 10 a.m. First, Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Is it not working?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the prayer, and I have asked our Assistant Chair, Congresswoman Redcorn, to take care of the prayer for us today.
Thank you,
yes,
Chair.
Thank you.
Oh, is Jody doing it or am I?
No, ma'am, you are.
Okay, good deal. All right, let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your continued blessings of health on those of us that are well, Father, in this season. And I pray that you protect those who are fighting illness. I know it is everywhere and constant right now, Lord. So I just pray that you protect each of us, heal our bodies, and give us endurance to celebrate this season, Father, of joy about your arrival, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all that you do for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. You have the minutes from our November 8, 2022 meeting. Please take a moment to review.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes of November 8 and a second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes are approved. Next on the agenda are payables. We only have one payable for this meeting. The clerk sent it to the team earlier this morning. It is for Code Publishing in the amount of $1,490. Any questions, discussion, movement?
Chair, this is Rivard.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve to the Code Publishing Company invoice number BC0011844 in the amount of $1,490.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second to approve the co-publishing invoice. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. Number six on the agenda, policies and procedures. And I really just wanted to give an update on what Shanna and I are working on. We don't have anything to present to the committee today, but we will keep this on each agenda as we work through this process. When, before I became second speaker, Congresswoman Rivard and the clerk had started going through the policies and procedures to make sure, number one, that, clerk, I believe that you were merging the Osage Nation policies with our policies and taking out the things that were duplicate, et cetera. So we're gonna go through the policies and procedures in full and suggest any changes to the committee. So I really just wanted to update you that we are committed to getting this done. And if you have any questions, suggestions, then please feel free to let me know. Next on the agenda, desk for chambers. And this is something, again, that we're committed to getting done. We'd like to have new desks before session, before a regular session. As you know, the tables that we have with the tablecloths are not necessarily user-friendly all the time. Mine is quite wobbly, and they don't reflect, I think, what we would like the chambers to look like. So we have been looking into different options. The difficulty we have found is in finding an option that has a modesty panel for those of us that like to wear dresses. So that creates a situation where the desks are a little bit more expensive than some of the others. So what we've kind of narrowed it down to are three options. The clerk sent to you, or I may have sent to you this morning, an option that Jordan had been working on that would match the podium that we had built by the same company. So I'm going to ask Jordan to go ahead and go over that option.
Good morning. Congresswoman Shaw sent out a quote with a couple of links. And the first link in there is to the desks that we got the quote for. The price is $1,516 each based on a quantity of 11. So in total, it would be $16,676 for 11 desks. They're similar in size to the current tables being used by members as desks, so they would fit in the room. But they're pretty small, and the finish on the desks would be one that would match the podium. That's really, they're solid wood, but that's really all I have on them.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier, I appreciate it. And I think the desk would be, as far as aesthetically, I think they'd be beautiful, but the price to me is something that I think that we'll want to discuss if that's the option that the committee chooses. Next, we do have options that are available to order from a company called Uline that specifically makes office equipment. They're general cubicle type desks, I guess is a good way to put it. They would include the panel that we discussed, and we could get them for about half the price of the option that matches the podium. So that is also an option. And then third, Congresswoman Stabler has an idea that she wanted to discuss with the committee, so I'll turn it over to her.
Thank you, Chair. Shanna, can you bring up that little spreadsheet? Okay, this is an odd little drawing I did in just a couple of minutes, but it kind of to help illustrate, because it's hard to explain. I was really considering, now I'm not opposed to the desks, except for the fact that I have gotten used to being able to go into committee and turn these desks whichever way we want them to face, so we can address people that are in the room. So I see us not having that ability to have individual desks unless we can think of a way to get them so they're movable. So this would be a lot like what you see in some courtrooms. It would be just one long counter and on a C shape with braces. So the counter would help brace it, and then you could have more braces on the floor so that it hopefully would not have to be mounted to the floor, is what I'm hoping, but that would have to be a discussion with a carpenter to see. And to have the same dimension, right now we have a room that's a little over 14 feet wide, and you need at least 5 feet of space from the edge of the desk to the wall to be able to walk behind these tables that we've got now when we're turned sideways. So I was taking that into consideration. So this would give us a little bit of room to walk behind the chairs, and then give us about a 4 foot aisle going down the center of the room. And that's why I would say that it'd be nice if it wasn't mounted to the floor, so that we could scoot them if we had to. Say we had to get some large item in here and we needed the space. But to make it like a courtroom where it's a panel wall, really, like a divider, but a wall. So it would come up a few inches above. So it might be 34, 35 inches high rather than 30, which is table height. And give us a little privacy to hide papers and that sort of thing. And then go all the way to the floor. There again, for a modesty panel, throw your purse on the floor, that sort of thing. The reason I'm suggesting a single counter down the whole of the room is to not have that breakup with the individual desks and having to allow for that separation of space. I think it would give us more room to work back and forth, to walk back and forth, to spread out on the counter. And this is just an idea. Like I said, I'm not opposed to the desks. I'm not opposed to whatever the committee wants to do. I was just trying to think of something that would give us some space. Our speaker likes us to be able to face forward when we're in session like that. So this would be like we are now, like a three-quarter turn to face the speaker. But the you know, your laptop and stuff would be your to your right. I don't know who else in here is left-handed, but I don't have a problem with that, with it being to my right. And to the left on the other side of the room. So I don't know if that's a problem for people, but that was my concern, is going into committee meeting, because this room is such an odd shape. It's been really nice to turn these desks and be able to have people sitting across from us, or to have the committee where you're looking at them. So that's the only reason I came up with and tried to come up with an alternative to it. And there again, I'm just throwing something out there. Maybe this same company could give us a bid on this idea.
Thank you, committee. Sorry, my microphone failed. So what questions, discussions do you have? Basically, we have three options. The first one being the very nice desk for about $16,000. Second, for about half that price for a very generic office desk. And then the option of looking into Congresswoman Stabler's custom type setup.
Chair. That's true. We did have that discussion, that on the design that I was talking about, we could, you know, how you have, what did we used to call that? It was on an executive desk, and you always had a letter. Yeah, like a signature board or something like that. It had a name for it. But anyway, it's just an underneath wood panel that slides out that would give you a little arm room or something like that. So something like that could be added to it. But my question, if I could, Chair.
Yes,
So I'm wondering if Jordan could talk to that company and ask them if there's some way to make, I don't know how heavy they are. Solid wood, I would think they are, but they're small. So maybe they are have the ability to turn. Or the same thing, add a sliding countertop to it. I don't know. And maybe nobody else cares about the committee setup. I just like it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Frazier, go ahead.
I could ask them about putting maybe little wheels on the bottom. You think that would?
Wheels are, there's a caster. There's also, and I don't know if it would work on this floor or not, but there is a rolling a ball caster.
Would you be interested in me reaching out to them and asking if they could?
I would.
Incorporate those? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. So, I would like you to check into that. However, keep in mind that would make our most expensive option even more expensive. So the question is, are we comfortable with it? And you know, like I said, as far as looks, that would likely be the best option. But are we comfortable with spending that amount on desks that we may not use forever and that fit in this very small space? And perhaps not our new space once we eventually have it. Clark, go ahead.
I had been thinking about desks and the fact that we turn the tables when we have committee meetings and how we could accommodate that. And one of the things that I had thought about, I don't know if you guys have used sliders when you move furniture in your house or not, just a little round disc. And I had already thought that would be a must if we purchased desk, was that we would get sliders to put all the desks on so that they would be able to move pretty easily on this floor.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
That was going to be my suggestion too, that if we did decide to go with the individual desks, we use a lot of those felt pads here on our hard floors to move tables and stuff. A, it's more quiet, but B, it just kind of helps it slide across the floor a lot easier. And those sliders work great, but we could attach felt pads to the bottoms ourselves instead of incurring the cost for casters. I'm not opposed to the long counter aspect, and this might be leading into one of the other agenda items as far as conversation goes, but I'm just kind of curious as far as like long-term thinking, if we're not going to be in this current space that we're in right now forever, what would be the cheapest and most efficient option for this current space? But then if we buy individual desks, are they something that we would want to take with us? They sound like something we wouldn't mind taking with us. So I don't know. I'm kind of thinking forward thinking as far as if we don't intend to be in this space forever, kind of what that looks like long term. So I kind of see where the counter actually might be less craftsmanship. So it might end up being cheaper, but would fit the needs of the current space that we're in. But then obviously in long term, if we have a building and all of those things, it can look very different. So I don't know. I'm not sold one way or the other. I will sit at whatever is provided to me. I am, however, left-handed. So that's something to consider, but I'm used to that. So
sure.
Either way.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Speaker.
So I prefer probably the desk option with the sliders underneath. I think that if for the money spent, those could go potentially with us, whether we use them in offices or whether it becomes surplus and another department or program uses them, whether we donate them, whatever that may be. The building of something just seems like, what would we do with that? Probably nothing. It'd probably all have to come down and be, you know, just something that's a lot of money is spent on, but is not going to be utilized anywhere else except for here. I don't think anyone envisions us staying here permanently. But there is the potential for us meaning Congress, whoever is still sitting here in it could be 4 or 5 more years that we're in this building. So while it is temporary, it's a long temporary. I mean, it's years. I will say that, you know, I don't want anyone to make a decision. I prefer to be able to see people, but I'm only sitting in this seat for, you know, until spring. There could be someone else who's speaker who doesn't mind that you guys are all facing each other and not the front when we're actually in session. You know, that the reality is that when we were on the Hill, we had a committee meeting table, and then we had our tables for session. We are now and have been in a situation in the bank building and in here where our committee meetings happen where we're also doing session, the exact same place. I don't think that the long tables, because you're set apart a little bit face to face, there's enough room in there. But I will say this, when we were in the bank building, and I was not speaker then, I was, you know, just sitting out at the table, but I did notice and had conversations with the speakers that we had at the time, there was a significant amount of side talking. And it almost, I agree, Clark said that the decorum was lost, and I would agree with that. It just couldn't be helped. Right? We were in debate and someone disagreed and they were turning to their neighbor to say why they disagreed, or they were turning to their neighbor to say this or that. So there was a lot of side conversations happening when you sat that close to each other. I've seen a little less of it since we've had these little individual desks. And so there's that to consider. I am leaning more towards the smaller desks, and I think the sliders underneath to move it around, because we've also had a situation where we moved the desks around to face the opposite side, and I thought that was very nice, that the individuals that were speaking at the podium were provided our full attention. We were looking at them, we had eye contact, and I liked that too. So just my thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker. Mr. Frazier?
Yeah, I wanted to mention there is another cost associated. It would be shipped via private carrier if you went with the expensive desks. I'm not sure how much that would be. With the quote I got included the chairs as well, which are separate, and it would have cost $2,550 to ship 11 chairs and 11 desks all together. So I think it wouldn't be that expensive, but it would still be pretty pricey to have them shipped. And there is no sales tax charged. And the lead time on them at the time this quote was put together was 16 weeks. So it would be about 4 months before you would get those desks. So I'm assuming the ones from Uline would probably come a lot faster, but I can't say for sure.
Chair.
Thank you, Jordan. Yes, Congresswoman.
So this place is in Indiana. There's also an Amish company local here, isn't there, in Claremore or someplace? And I just wonder if they offer the same services for custom building. Might look into it. That would certainly, because I think if you are going to pay freight from Indiana, it's going to be truck freight, and it's going to be pretty expensive because it's based on weight. So just a thought, get some other quotes on them.
Thank you. So if we can agree on which option that we want to go with, if the Amish type furniture that matches the podium is what we would like, I'd not crazy about the lead time on those. We can certainly, I will certainly go look at the ones in Tulsa and go to that company and see what they have available and how long it would take. But if I could just get the consensus on which option, the nicer desk or the Uline desk. Speaker?
So, I mean, I like that idea. that Congresswoman Stabler mentioned. What I don't like is going into spring session the way we are now on card tables. I do not want to, whatever way we go, I just want to have something in place before spring. That would be my preference. And if we're looking at it matching the podium, but we find something that is available and, you know, reasonably priced and can be here, you know, in a month or two, then we can look at getting another podium. I mean, the nation and the casinos are always in need of a podium for groundbreaking and what, I mean, so if we find a light colored desk or something that's available now that everyone, you know, likes, but we're worried about it not matching the podium, why don't we just look at finding another podium is my suggestion. But I would be a vote, but I'm not on this committee, for the desks because it can be done quickly.
Thank you, Speaker. For to clarify, which desk?
I don't have a preference. I really don't.
Either desk, as long as we get them in and have them ready to go for spring.
I don't want to wait 4 months. I think that having something available as soon as possible is what my preference is.
Okay.
The card tables are, they're card tables. We have, you know, second speaker has to put a little something under her, a notepad to keep her table from being, you know, not wobbly. So I'm for whatever desk is available.
Thank you, committee.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
My only hesitation with ordering the desks from Uline is that generally everything I order from Uline has to be put together. So my question would be, do they come fully assembled? And if not, who is going to assemble all of those desks for us? That's my concern with Uline, but I could be wrong. It could come fully assembled.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Actually, our clerk just raised her hand and said she would put them together.
Well, hey, there you go.
I don't know if she was joking or that was this. First time. She said it would be the first time, so I think. Oh, well, that's true. That's true. She can change oil and roof a house, so we're probably good there. But that is a good discussion. Okay, so this is what we'll do. We will check on the Uline desk, which, you know, again, they're not as pleasing aesthetically, but that's okay. They're more pleasing than the card tables with the tablecloths on them, I will say that. We'll check on the lead time with those. I will check with the company in Tulsa for something comparable to the 4 month lead. That is very pretty, and we'll just take it from there. I just wanted to make sure that the committee was aware of the options and see what you wanted to do. But I understand the greatest, I guess, the consensus is that we want to get whatever it is in place by spring. So we'll get that done. Any other discussion or questions on the desk? Okay. Thank you. Next on the agenda is an update on the Congressional Office Space upstairs. Unfortunately, I don't believe, is Mr. Johnson, did he arrive? Okay, good. Mr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Wonderful. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good.
All right.
You have the floor, sir, if you could give us an update on the upstairs office space.
Okay, well, as I told you via email the other day, I don't have much for you. My crew went down there and did an inspection of the entire building, bottom floor, upstairs, et cetera. And they had some concerns structurally. So we have bid out for a structural engineer to come in to ensure that building can take first of all, can take what we want to do to it. That includes adding a staircase in the back, and, you know, et cetera, the things that we talked about prior. But to ensure that, you know, when we put folks upstairs in those offices, that suddenly one day they're not all sitting down there with you. So that bid closes on the 14th of December. And once that happens, we'll get the structural engineers in there to look at everything. And give us a plan on how to handle the building, if anything needs to be done to it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know something has to be done. We just don't know. So that's why we're hiring folks that do, that will know. Once we receive their recommendations, then we will proceed with bidding out for a contractor to accomplish all of the missions that need to be done and that y'all want done. We're going to include in that the roof, the glazing on the bank side, the big giant arched windows. We want to get new glazing put in those windows so we don't have any more moisture infiltration, you know, since we got all the HVAC and everything fixed. And also, I've got my guys coming down to look at the wainscoting in the very northeastern office that I believe Mr. Gill is going to occupy. And we're going to do that separate. We think that that's probably going to be a low enough estimate to get the wainscoting and stuff repaired in there that we can just sole source it and get that knocked out pretty fast. So it's going to be a separate project from the rest of it. But that's pretty much all I have for an update. We won't know anything for a few weeks after the 14th, once we get a structural engineer in there to let us know, you know, what we can and can't do, or what. We will proceed from there.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So as the bank site is now occupied or will be occupied by CDFI, those will be separate projects as far as the budget, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for Mr. Johnson? Mr. Johnson, thank you so much. We appreciate that and look forward to more information.
Yes, ma'am. I'll let you know once we get the award for the engineer, and I'll coordinate with the clerk to have them come down there and go through the buildings.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay. Have a good day.
Now, you as well.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard, I know that we had talked a little bit about the legislative building, the new potential legislative building. Did you have anything that you wanted to add on that?
Yes. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, committee. Yesterday was the deadline for us to receive the RFQ information. We've received 8 packets from different A&E companies. We've also received a rate sheet. Right now, they will ask a team to rate those RFQs. It's been advised that they want a minimum of 3 people on the team, no more than 5. Currently, it's Silas Sapahoodle from Tribal Development, Jalen Piercy, Jana Rubidoux, and I've suggested that they include myself and Trey in that to make 5. We will be corresponding with the procurement office to send the ranking sheets and determine what the deadline is. That information wasn't provided. And we have a copy of those 8 packets in our office now. I think Shanna or Jordan have those. So that's an update as to where we are right now. So again, it's just about the qualifications of the companies that have submitted proposals. So that's my update, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Rivard. We are up to the adjournment, number 9 on our agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. I appreciate your time this morning. We are adjourned.